Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion in a partisan 50-48 vote on Thursday. The Senate raised the debt limit through December 3rd. The U.S. Navy is reporting a nuclear submarine, the USS Connecticut, hit an object while submerged in international waters in the vast Indo-Pacific region, injuring some of the crew. The Navy did not elaborate on what the vessel collided with or the exact location of the incident. Fewer than 15 sailors suffered minor injuries, such as bruises and cuts. Two of the injuries were described as moderate. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced at a shareholders meeting on Thursday that the Tesla headquarters will move from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Tesla isn't the first tech company to leave California. Oracle and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises moved their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas in December of 2020. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
One would think multi-million-dollar contracts for playing basketball in the National Basketball Association would be enough to cover the bills. To nearly 20 players, it was not enough, and they're now being investigated for insurance fraud. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau explains.
At least 19 individuals, all but one former NBA player, face charges of insurance fraud under the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Audrey Strauss, explains how much money was claimed and how much of it was paid out.
The 19 charged defendants submitted approximately $3.9 million in false claims. The plan paid out $2.5 million. To the defendants.
Strauss goes on to say the alleged mastermind behind the scheme, Terrence Williams, received around $230,000 in kickbacks.
Happy Friday, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Documents and testimony from Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen, a former Facebook data analyst, shows that the company is working outside of federal law. So says Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, on Newsmax.
We've been looking at children's online privacy. There's actually a federal law that governs that. And what we have found is that Facebook is indeed working outside of that law. Now, this all comes from documents that were made available to us through the whistleblower. And we also found that there are general online privacy violations. Of course, we've heard from many people about that, the data mining, the tracking, the shadow banning, the censorship, the preferencing, and really the documents that were brought forward affirmed this. So I have to tell you, we are still on our job to rein in big tech, make certain that free speech is preserved online. The testimony on Tuesday was very important because it added narrative to the documents that we had been able to see, which were Facebook's internal research documents. And it seems these platforms do nothing. So this shows that indeed not only Facebook, but most likely these other platforms are operating the same way.
The senator added work is underway on Section 230 reforms, the law that shields social media from liability. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy, and sometimes it seems to be getting harder for whatever reason. It just appears that people, I guess, are comfortable where they are right now for whatever reason, and even though the heat is increasing a bit, I mean, inflation is becoming more evident, the chaos at our southern border. At every turn, things that the Biden administration are thrusting upon the people, which is not exactly what he campaigned on. But, you know, warnings were out there saying, look, it, you got to be careful. He could turn on us. And he definitely has sided with those on the left and the impact of the policies that he's been enacting. I mean, really, this is becoming more and more a similitude of the Barack Obama days. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation with you because you always bring some brilliant insight and balance to what we're dealing with. You know, it was noted yesterday that the average household regarding inflation now, thank you very much, is paying at this moment $175 more a month. That starts to give us some indication that our eyes are not lying to us. That we are, in fact, getting less for our dollar at the grocery store, not to mention the gas tank.
Well, we did all save 16 cents a piece on holiday dinner, though. We shouldn't forget that. But yeah, I mean, inflation is a reality. It's mm-hmm. something that I think most of us have been noticing for a while, and the reports have started to drop. The cost of inflation so far, there's been a discussion about whether this has been temporary or whether this has been this will be continuing inflation. It seems like this is going to be inflation that continues for between 1 and 2 years. And the cost right now is between $164 and $189 per month. They're averaging it right now at $175 per month.
Right.
And if you break that down over a year, the typical cost of the inflation so far that we've seen under the Biden administration is about $2,000 or $2,100 per year. So yeah, that's not something that we're imagining. I mean, the old joke is kind of true. It's so obvious that even the media is recognizing it. So
exactly.
That's definitely something that's happening.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what happened to the term transitory? That seems to have been swallowed. Remember initially as it was coming on, the Jen Psaki and others were saying, well, it's just transitory. It's, you know, it's going to be gone, you know, about as fast as COVID, I guess.
Well, I think there are always going to be defenses whenever something happens. I mean, in Chicago, whenever it's 15 degrees below zero, the immediate defense is, well, that's just lake effect, freezing rain or snow. And I mean, on the one hand, the pecan would be, well, so what? Even if it is, it's still, you know, X number of degrees below zero.
Right.
But I think at a deeper level, the response is, well, no, it's not. Even as you get inland, even as you move into the rest of northern Illinois and into Michigan and Minnesota and so on, you get the same type of weather. And the claim that it was transitory inflation, the argument is that as you move from one administration to another, perhaps, or any time you go through a major event like COVID, you're going to see some inflation. I mean, that's arguably true. But you're also looking at monetary policies from the Biden team. And if you're on the left, you might even support some of these. I mean, they're talking about pumping, what, $5 trillion total into the economy? Those are inflationary policies. Those are Carter-style policies.
Right.
So you're going to see in inflation when you do that. None of this is especially complicated. So Jen Psaki, just like Kayleigh McEnany, who reminds me of the villain in Species to some extent, great at her job, but Jen Psaki's at least good at hers, and her job's kind of to spin what the president says. I mean, nothing she says is true to some extent. So she's doing okay. She's fighting like a trooper, but I mean, obviously what she's saying isn't accurate to some extent.
Well, Jen Psaki, I don't hold to account as high as I do the economists that know better, to your exact point, what you just said. I mean, we live in a world, at least the world that I functioned in most of my life, you as well. We come down to predictability. You know, people want to know what can they count on. You know, when you're in business and you're running numbers, they want to know. I mean, Wall Street wants to know, hey, look, are you going to meet the quarter? Are you going to surpass the quarter? What are you going to do? And if you fall below, they punish you severely. But here in our government, everything is very laissez-faire, lackadaisical. You get people making irresponsible statements. I say they're flat-out irresponsible because as experts of the economy and economists, they should know better. I mean, to me, it's pretty academic, isn't it, Will?
Well, I think this is a problem in the nonprofit sector in general or the political sector in general. And you could ask the question kind of what's the equivalent of money? So when you mention Wall Street, I mean, I've actually worked in that sales floor, trading floor sector, as you know. And if you make below quota, I mean, the punishment is that you get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. There's really not a whole lot more that goes on. They take your phone and someone replaces you in the bullpen. In the government, you can say things, and in the NGO sector even more, for the Canvas boys or for the charitable guys, you can say things that are wrong all the time and nothing happens. Because there's not a penalty. There's no equivalent of money. When a politician, or I'll be honest, a professor gets under, remember Neil Ferguson, the guy who said 10 million people are going to die of COVID?
Exactly.
When a professor gets something wrong over and over and over again, they don't take his tenure. There's nothing that really happens. So, I mean, to some extent, there's an incentive in those sectors to say the most dramatic, engaging, liberal, or sometimes conservative things as possible because nothing's going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you do that in business, what's going to happen to you is that you're just going to get fired unless those things pan out. But they're never going to pan out. And that's why experts in the social sciences and so on, being blood about my own field, are always wrong. Mm-hmm. Because there's not really a penalty for being wrong. If you say something wild like feminism is going to take over this year, well, if it doesn't, nothing's going to happen to you.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'd love to have a batting average on these guys like Neil Ferguson.
That's a great idea.
Huh? Wouldn't that be cool if you had him just said, hey, this guy's batting like a buck and a quarter. That's it. So you give him a buck and a quarter worth of credibility and you move on, right?
0.005.
Yes, probably more accurate. See, this is why we have you here, Dr. Wilford Riley, because you're the professor and you know these numbers.
I wonder what my average would be, 0.4 or something like that.
Well, I think you're better than that, aren't you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, I come from the business world, but I mean, it's very, very difficult. I mean, at least I think in political science and in economics, we do use the business stats models in papers. Like, there is some punishment if we're wrong. Like, our clients won't read book us.
Exactly.
But it really is very difficult once you get away from making money to have that same sense of focus. I mean, when you say professional athletics, that other than war, that's why we respect the troops so much. I mean, that really is kind of the world where things have to work.
Yes.
I mean, if you're facing a guy that's throwing heat at 97 miles an hour and you move your body 6 inches to the left and he hits you, I mean, there's a physical penalty to that. I mean, if you're writing a paper about feminism and you say something like, in 30 years, marriage won't exist, and that turns out not to be wrong, I mean, well, you've been featured on the front cover of Newsweek, and it turns out you were wrong, and that's it. There's not a penalty for being wrong.
Yes. No peace prize for you. Got to go to break. More from Dr. Riley after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the celebrated author and professor of political science. His book, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, real quick, before we talk about the most provocative question that I've got for you here, I wanted to address, the whistleblower, Facebook whistleblower. You and I were just talking off air about this. There's a lot more to this story than people are seeing. I think we're being conditioned to arrive at some assumed conclusion. But I think that there could be
as they say, devil in the details here, if we could really look into the underbelly of her motivation and why Facebook is, you know, they're really quiet on this. I mean, you don't hear a lot of pushback from Facebook. So it seems that even though she may be doing the rest of the country's bidding on this, I don't think that's the way. I think she's being totally manipulated by the social media oligarchs, and she's playing into their hands.
Yeah, so I think there are two levels to this story. I mean, first of all, I do think there's obviously a lot of trash content on Facebook. I mean, when people argue that everything from the January 6th, quote-unquote, insurrection, I mean, the brief riot, to the BLM, city-burning riots, was organized on Facebook, or that there's porn, including a small amount of child porn on Facebook, I mean, that's correct, unfortunately. And, I mean, when she's saying some of these things about the algorithms on Facebook encourage sort of edgy content that makes women feel bad, that's correct. But I think the perspective of a lot of conservatives is, okay, here's a brave woman that's calling out this company we have some problems with, and she's going to get things fixed so that perhaps the platform is fairer to center-right content or something like that. And I think that's absolutely wrong. Like, this particular Facebook whistleblower was one of the people who was involved in the takedowns. If you actually follow her political donations, what she's been involved in the past of a lot of conservative content during the past summer, for example. I mean, in summer 2020, there were major takedowns with a lot of right-wing presences on Facebook and Twitter. And I think that that's one of the reasons that major media, when you look at 60 Minutes and so on, is being so friendly to this in particular. And I want people to kind of listen closely to the language that's being used here. As someone that's on the right and an ally, but who's also in that academic sector, when people are saying things like, there's a lot of hateful, provocative content, you know what I mean. What they mean is sort of right-wing, heartland content. I mean, the language that's being used is stuff like insurrection.
Exactly.
You know the people that are being activated. This sort of thing. Patriots was even mentioned at one point. So what the argument that's going to be made is that a bunch of right-wing nuts are using Facebook, and all those right-wing nuts need to be deplatformed.
Exactly.
And that's why regular media is so friendly toward this. What people need to recognize is that this isn't a sort of enemy of my enemy situation, where people within Facebook who might lean left but who are fun techies are siding with sort of regular Americans. What's happening here is that traditional media hates social media. Because whatever the political inclinations of the people behind social media, people like Mark Zuckerberg really are edgy tech bros that have given pretty much everyone a platform to speak through, even though there is some discrimination against both conservatives and true radicals. And the people behind 60 Minutes have to remember when they controlled virtually all media. I mean, they have to remember the pre-Fox golden age. So the ideal for them would be either Facebook with no conservative views, and I'll also note no radical views, or no Facebook at all. And that's what the Facebook whistleblower goal would be. It would be sort of a neutered Facebook with no Daily Wire and Babylon Bee and so on at all. So the idea behind this, I'm rambling a little, but the idea behind this isn't going to be a fairer shake for people on the right or for people with dissident views.
That's what I'm concerned about. Well, Dr. Riley, on to this provocative question that I've held for you. I was looking over some slides here. It said the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, came with 100% Republican support. Only 23% Democrats supported the abolishment of slavery. The 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all, came with 100% Republican support, 0% on the Democratic side. The 14th Amendment, which gave citizenship to freed slaves, 94% Republican support, 0% from Democrat support. Obamacare, 0% from Republicans in terms of support, 86% of Democrats supported Obamacare. So let me ask you, why is it, knowing this, why is it that blacks continue to support a political party that has been an anathema to them?
Well, I think that this is one of the big questions in American politics. Now, I mean, to some extent, mass Republican support for civil rights bills in the past was a regional thing. I mean, the Democrats were the representatives of the slave states. But nonetheless, I mean, it absolutely is a fact that, for example, even through the time of the Civil Rights Act, Republicans were the big statistical supporters of civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think the simple fact, there are two things. Three things. One, Republicans have done a fairly bad job of emphasizing that. Republicans are generally seen as the business party. They don't necessarily focus a great deal on civil rights accomplishments, even feminist accomplishments in the past. Two, the Democrats have done a pretty good job of basically lying about their past record and painting the Republicans as racist, even sort of milquetoast affirmative action supporting businessmen like Mitt Romney have been billed as racist. If you remember, he's going to put y'all in chains.
Right, exactly.
And three, another honest element here, blacks and even Latinos tend to be a bit poorer. We can be tricked into supporting welfare programs. And that's the core of the Democratic agenda. I mean, it's always a new program of some kind. We're supporting the earned income child tax credit or something like this. And that is going to pull a certain percentage of the minority and also the poor white vote. So it's
exactly
those three things.
Well, that final point is excellent because when you look again at Obamacare, 84% was supported by Democrats, zero by the Republicans. And this was a giveaway to, I think, take care of some election, debts and campaign promises that were made in the back room by the Obama administration. And the Democrats do a great job. They're very effective in buying votes. And I think it's rather clever that they're able to get into the Treasury, use the people's money to buy votes with these giveaway programs, whether we're talking about 1964, the war on poverty, which even the poor people at the time wondered, wow, I didn't even realize we were at war. But here it is. Here's all this money. And when I talked with Bob Whitson about it, I said, Bob, we look back. We've spent since the mid-60s when this came out, it's estimated somewhere upwards of $30 trillion for the war on poverty. Where did that money go? And he goes, well, you got to understand, 70% went to the bureaucrats. Can you imagine? And this is what happens with the bureaucracy. It is fed. It is allowed to swell up and swallow more of our resources and money, all in the name of some good deed and some fallacy. So this is why at the end of the day, how productive is it, for the cause that it was supposed to affect? And when you look at it, after all this money, what kind of return investment did we, the people, get in terms of this war on poverty? It's pretty much bupkis.
Yeah, we didn't get very much at all. But, I mean, it's about systemic presentation. I mean, so when you list those things that the Republicans have done, I mean,
we got about a minute left here, Will. Okay, just heads up.
Yeah, in one sentence, if the Republicans keep fighting wars on drugs and the Democrats keep fighting wars on poverty, it's going to be easy for the Democrats to present themselves as the good guy party, even though in practice the Democrats might just be fattening up the staff bureaucrats and the Republicans might be keeping crack dealers off the streets. I mean, the first one sounds a lot more sympathetic if you're just a working class guy sitting, driving your taxi cab in D.C.
Exactly. Well, if there was ever a time, Dr. Wilfred Riley, for America to wake up and engage the full authority that our Constitution is giving us, which is based on three words, we the people. If we do not activate and fight and push back against this insanity, the American dream is gone, I believe. 14 seconds. Go ahead. I'll let you close it out.
Yeah, I think it's always a good time to get more awake. And there's go to the library, read a book.
You got it, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Appreciate
small
it.
Business. There's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted to increase the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion in a partisan 50-48 vote on Thursday. The Senate raised the debt limit through December 3rd. The U.S. Navy is reporting a nuclear submarine, the USS Connecticut, hit an object while submerged in international waters in the vast Indo-Pacific region, injuring some of the crew. The Navy did not elaborate on what the vessel collided with or the exact location of the incident. Fewer than 15 sailors suffered minor injuries, such as bruises and cuts. Two of the injuries were described as moderate. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced at a shareholders meeting on Thursday that the Tesla headquarters will move from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Tesla isn't the first tech company to leave California. Oracle and Hewlett-Packard Enterprises moved their headquarters from Silicon Valley to Texas in December of 2020. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jobs report falls short again. We just added 194,000 jobs last month. And, of course, I'm not even sure they're taking into account the jobs that are being lost right now because of these vaccine mandates. I mean, you know, think about it. The quality of people and some of these, line people, you know, nurses and doctors who were there on the front lines during the early days of COVID. And, you know, because they will not take the vaccine, which, as we discussed earlier in the week, it's quite telling when you have educated people like this. And this is, you know, when they break it down, they're looking at the people who are more hesitant to having the vaccine and taking the jab. It's highly educated people. It's people with degrees. And John Zemerick with Stream.org joins us now. John, do you find it quite curious that the number of people who refuse to take the vaccine are the intellectuals of our country?
Well, the single largest group are people with PhDs, in fact. I don't know. I mean, animals are usually very tranquil about being vaccinated, right? You know, they just get in line, and if they get a little reward, they'll put up with it. I know I'm a dog owner. It's not that hard to vaccinate my dogs. Whereas, you know, I can't always convince my girlfriend to try the medicine that I think's a good idea, because you know she's got a rational mind and a free will.
Yes.
Well, the people in the government who want you to get your rabies vaccine in return for a liver snap and then pat you on the head, or if you don't, will shock you and put you in a dog crate, maybe they don't respect you.
Well, that's becoming quite clear. I mean, to the degree that they don't even want us talking to school boards anymore, because the FBI and the Department of Justice is stepping in and saying, hey, you know, you mama bears and papa bears, you guys are now going to be declared as domestic terrorists. What's up with this?
That's right. I've got a piece about that at stream.org saying, still think we don't face a police state?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the Teachers Union, which is a radical left-wing organization, I mean, it's like the Weather Underground it was in the 60s. The American Federation of Teachers wrote a letter to Merrick Garland saying, you know, our teachers who are just trying to teach critical race theory, they're just promoting Marxism and blackface. That's all they're doing. They're just saying America was founded for the sake of slavery and has been evil since the beginning. And parents are getting upset. Parents are yelling at them. This is terrorism. We're being terrorized. I feel terrible. Therefore, they're terrorists. Put them in solitary confinement for months without charges, just like right. The January 6th protesters. You know, just these people act the same way when they're in college. If they run into a professor who says something they don't agree with, they say they're triggered and they feel unsafe. And it's harassing them, and he needs to be fired. That happened at Yale over the dean of a residential college telling people to chill out about Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. She and her husband were driven off campus and had to give up their tenure because they couldn't live with the harassment. Whether it's they're in college doing that or they're in the workplace saying that they feel that they're in a discriminatory environment because someone's wearing a crucifix around their neck, or they're in government. Mm-hmm. And they're wielding the power of the state to imprison people and put, you know, and fight wars. They're in the government, but if you criticize them, you're a terrorist. Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were terrified on January 6th when peaceful protesters showed up and took selfies in the rotunda. It was terrible.
Exactly.
But the citizens of Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis, they don't deserve police protection.
Of course not.
They should be run by Antifa and Black Looters Matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to what you said earlier, John, the statement that the teachers are making about the founding of our country is a lie on its face. I mean,
right.
It's very well documented, the vision and the dream, which started with the Pilgrims. And when they came here to America, it was a prayer to God that God acknowledged, I believe, you can choose not to, but the proof is in the reality of an answered prayer. That is clearly evident. It had nothing to do with slavery. If anything, if you want to say slavery, you could say slavery to God, but not slavery in the temporal issue that they mean it to be. So on its face, you see, this is the danger of these teachers being in these faculty lunchrooms in echo chambers, just going back and forth and just revving themselves up. And next thing you know, they come up with some stupid narrative lie that nobody has the courage to say, you know what, that's BS.
Well, remember, public schools themselves are a problem. They were set up in the late 19th century by progressive liberal Christians, like Horace Mann, Unitarian, with the explicit plan to take the children of Bible Christians and Catholic immigrants and turn them into modern liberal Americans. That was the plan. It was to assimilate the population and make them more compliant to the ideology of the elites who considered themselves experts, who considered themselves the wise ones. And they would save democracy from itself by taking the ignorant masses' children and turning them into little Xeroxes of the elite. That's exactly what public schools are doing now. The left doesn't have kids. I mean, they're taking puberty blockers. They're not having kids. They have to parasitically siphon off the children of the Trump supporters, of the red state people, of the churchgoers, of the pro-lifers. They have to parasitically siphon off our kids and get them to be gay, get them to be transgender, get them to be pro-abortion, get them to be Marxist. So it's like they're another species that steals our young and feeds on them. And John, they need the power of the government to do
it. It's the work of the demonic. I mean, because what does it come down to? I mean, really, what they're doing is challenging God himself, God Almighty, who created this male and female with a divine purpose, and they're saying they've got a better idea than God. You know, they don't have quite the arrogance yet, getting close to it, to put it in those terms, but that is the fruit of their policies and what they're doing with our kids exactly. You laid it out perfectly, but people need to catch this and understand what they're doing is they're questioning God Almighty himself because they know better.
Right, and these are people with education degrees.
Yes.
Is there a bigger joke in the world than an education degree? Yes, there is. A journalism degree. Those are the degrees that the dumbest guys on the football team sign up for because it's almost impossible to fail. And those are the people we put in charge of taking half-baked ideas and teaching them to our kids so that our kids are willing to take part in riots and tear down statues and, you know, join collectives like Chaz in Portland. And yet these people pretend to be elites. Mm. I love it that Joe Biden is the representative of the American elite, someone who's can barely get through the day with staying awake, can barely express a coherent thought, but he lectures us about following the science.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this whole, it's becoming comedic. I mean, you almost wish that Will Rogers was alive today. Could you imagine how much fun he would have with this political hypocrisy?
Oh, yeah, I would like Ambrose Bierce and Mark Twain to be alive, too.
Exactly. Could you imagine the holy trinity of cultural commentary, those three? This could be a lot of fun. But, you know, right now, unfortunately, we're wired a little too tight. We're all taking ourselves a little too seriously. But, hey, John, this is why we have you on, so that we can lighten things up a little bit and say, look at Like a Bad Meal. And the gas that you're being impacted by, this too shall pass, thank God, and the sooner the better. We've got more from John Zemarek from Stream.org right after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. John Zemeric and myself are for life. We actually believe in our Constitution that says that we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. John, a federal judge in Texas this week temporarily blocked the state's restrictive anti-abortion law that instituted a near total ban on the procedure. The order by U.S. District Judge, who, by the way, was an Obama appointee, Robert Pittman, halting the controversial law known as Senate Bill 8, was handed down after a lawsuit brought by the Biden administration, of course, a Catholic. And you can't square up Catholic beliefs and theology with a support of the murder of unborn children. 130-page opinion piece said Republican lawmakers in the state had contrived an unprecedented and transparent statutory scheme to deny patients the right to an abortion. John, I've always had a problem with this. Where does our Constitution give a right of women for an abortion?
Bill, can I ask you to not buy into the language of the enemy? Maybe you were quoting them, but you called
I was quoting. This is a report. I'm sorry. And I meant to say this. This is being reported by the New York Post. So I'm using their language. This is a direct quote from the piece.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Let's never play into that. From now on, let's talk about the most protective law. A law that grants protection to the largest number of categories of children of different ages. When you approve of something, you describe attempts to ban it as restrictive. But
yes.
Imagine if a reporter talked about punitive anti-lynching laws or harsh laws against housing discrimination or draconian bans on men beating their wives.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
would know, oh, this is one hell of a biased reporter. He's got a strange agenda.
Exactly. These are the words.
Yes.
The state's restrictive anti-abortion law, those are the words from the judge himself. That's a quote.
I got you.
Okay, so
I
understand.
Got you, but I just want to encourage
you. Good point.
And I think
part of
winning this battle is changing the rhetoric.
Right.
We let them set the terms of the debate. We need to push back in their faces and say, do you talk about punitive laws against dogfighting? People who would go crazy if the state dogfighting or cockfighting, and rightly so, I'm a dog lover, the same people want the state to allow the murder of unborn children for the sexual convenience of adults. And that's all abortion is. It is backup birth control. It is not about rape. It is not about children with horrible birth defects
who supposedly are going to be born and then suffer and then die inevitably. Those are all lies. Those are all infinitesimal statistics, hard cases that they throw out there in order to disguise the fact that abortion is back in control. And it is what permits the sexual revolution. And the sexual revolution is what has destroyed American life and American family. I've got a new piece of Stream.org called "What Causes Violence in America, Like the Texas School Shooting? Fatherless Boys."
Mm.
And that's what we're facing. Our prisons are full of boys who grew up without fathers because their mothers agreed to sleep with men who weren't going to stick around, who weren't married to them or weren't going to get married to them. And abortion is there as a backup plan for birth control. It was the introduction of the pill that told people sex doesn't have to have any consequences at all. It can just be like eating lunch or flossing your teeth. Well, and birth control will make that possible. And then when it turned out birth control didn't really catch everything, well, then abortion. And yet even with birth control and even with abortion, we have huge percentages of young people born to single moms, raised on the government's dime. And teenage boys can't be controlled by their mothers.
Yeah.
They're not wired that way. Teenage girls who don't have dads have a much higher rate of getting pregnant at 14 and 15. If there's anything we know, it is that an intact parent is the greatest privilege in the world. But I would say it's the right of every child.
Exactly.
An intact
parent. No, I agree.
And yet the sexual revolution came along and said, nope, let's disconnect sex from love. Let's disconnect child rearing from marriage. Let's disconnect babies from their mothers. And what is the greater disconnect than an abortionist cutting a child up? And the sexual revolution, which pretended to have the patina of science, in fact, was just imposing the fantasies of horny 16-year-old boys on all of society and saying that is the model. We're going to all act like we're horny 16-year-old boys. And if that doesn't make you happy and you're not satisfied with that, well, you've got hang-ups. You're the one with problems.
Well, the horniness is equal opportunity. It does go on both sides, and you've got young girls that are very vulnerable, as evidenced even by the whistleblower who brought out, some of the emotional tie-ins. John, going back to what you said earlier, and I really took to note here, and you're right, we need to be careful of the language. Like, one of the things that bothers me is when we talk about being on the government teat or the government dime and that sort of thing, it's the people's money. It's our money. It's taxpayers. And, of course, which doesn't involve everybody because we know not everybody pays taxes. It's almost getting to the point that we have more takers than givers into the system. So this is what is happening, and we need to frame that accordingly, that they are tapping into the people's resources, the people's treasury, to make up for their failings and their reckless irresponsibilities.
Right, and we're breeding whole generations that don't know what a dad is like, that don't know what discipline is like. And so you can't have a free country if the people themselves are being raised without morality, without self-control, without the ability to plan for the future. And yet what do we see our elite saying? Last year, the Smithsonian Museum of African American History put out training material saying that it was racist and part of white culture to encourage employees to come to work on time, behave in a professional way, not get emotional and give too much information at the workplace, to plan for the future or to defer gratification. They're basically saying all these attributes of being a well-adjusted adult human being capable of working are part of white culture. They sounded like white racists trying to make non-white sound subhuman, but they were affirming all these things.
Yeah.
Our founders did not create the system of government with spoiled, lazy, sex-addicted, irresponsible brats in mind.
Mm-hmm.
People like that can't have a democracy. They need to be managed like the animals that they've been raised as.
Well,
and it won't end well.
Well, that's what the elites love, because that's what they can control. So as long as they continue to promote more of it, this is why the open borders, this is why you've got so many fathers in jail right now. I mean, we are dismembered. The critical building blocks to a healthy democratic society, the family unit, is all being compromised. Dr. James Dobson, for years, for decades, has been sounding the alarm. He's been like the watchman on the wall, warning everybody what's going on. And now here it is. We're living it out, John.
That's right. That's right. If you the George Floyd riots of 2020 were the inevitable result of the social engineering that our own elite has engaged in, and our elites are perfectly happy for ordinary people to be broken down, degenerates, addicted to fentanyl, living on government checks.
Exactly.
Because those people can be controlled. What they don't want are people like the January 6th protesters, patriots singing hymns, asking legitimate questions, organized to try to reverse the results of an elite manipulation of a democratic election. Those people are dangerous, and that's why our Justice Department is still holding them in solitary confinement.
Amazing.
8-9 months later. People need to read Julie Kelly's coverage at American Greatness. Greatness, Julie Kelly, she documents the vast extent of civil rights abuses against these peaceful protests.
Amazing.
We have an American gulag, and it's Gitmo on the Potomac.
Less than a minute left, John. There's a lot to be understood about this Facebook whistleblower. On the face, including Tucker Carlson, who admitted the following night that he may have been duped, we need to understand what is being orchestrated here. And there's probably more to the underbelly here that we need to be aware of. I'm going to let you wrap this up and commentate on that. Go ahead.
She's a whistleblower. She's a sock puppet. She is part of an operation by Facebook and Google and Twitter asking the government to give it more power to censor us based on our political beliefs. It is that she is the face of Big Brother. And she's represented by the same PR agency as, I think, Jen Psaki. That's all you need to know.
Well, there it is. And all you got to do is listen and be aware of what's going on. This is a way to grab more power. And you think it's all about 230, that maybe there would be some reform on 230. Yeah, but reform in the wrong direction, chances are. Dr. John Zemarek, stream.org, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Thank you, John.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com. No other.